They have sent their children to the boarding school. And then I talk about some more water wells. They have drilled another water well right near the school. So now we have talked it into placing a tank up higher so we can have running water to our house. And that was also fixed, that the running water was fixed so that we can get water for our people. I kept on going for another 4 years. That was my 6 years. In the end of 4 years, I had another turn. This time, I was running for the councilman. There was a... Tom Raphael was running against me. And Jim B. Largo, there's three of us. And we both got beat. Jim B. Largo was a councilman. Another 4 years passed. I was out of the chapter officer then. And I'd like to join it again. That's the way I have been working among people for so many part of the year. And I do know that I have worked it hard for my people to get things straightened out and make out a better living way out of them. Today, I feel kind of old and weak. And all I'm doing is staying home. But then I was elected as a CAC member, and I am a CAC chairman now. I think I will help them out again so far, as I know that we are all doing fine with our CAC workers. And that we have already have 2 or 3 meetings in the reservation that the CAC has a very good program and problem for their people to live on a higher living way. We are now talking about graded roads. We are now talking about better fencing. We are now talking about better schools. So I think that is all I want to tell you for the time being. I would like to have another chance later on. So I'm very thankful that you have been very quiet. So I will quit now, and my other second chance will be calm. I thank you. Now, Mr. Skeet, we will go on with the next problem. That will be Ned Yazzie. He is he is not of any kind of a membership or leader, but he is just to ask some questions. He just wants to ask about a different sort of problem that he liked to ask some of the leader members about what has been passed through. He said he's got it all written on his paper and wanted to ask a certain questions. Mr. Nat Yazzie. Mr. Nat Yazzie has been in two different chapters for quite many years, and I think he's got quite experience of chapter leadership. Mr. Yazzie. The chairman, the vice chairman, and the council, the secretary, and the councilman, and the leadership members, I say hello to you all. I am very thankful to have this little opportunity to say my little saying, which I have been trying to speak it out for in the last 2 or 3 hours. So now I'd like to ask about the preschool that you have been talking about in the past minute or the past hour. About the preschool problem or program, would you say that there will be some preschool buildings will be built in through the area? So I'd like to ask that how is it going to be run? Is it we have to take our children to the preschool, or there would be a bus that would be furnished for the preschool? Yes, there would be a bus furnished for the preschool. And the children will be hauled back and forth. There will be some bus coming out from ONEO to be issued out to different preschool buildings where they are going to be preschool. Mostly all the preschool will be run near the chapter houses. So that is a question that you have just asked. There is another question I'd like to ask. How is the preschool bus driver going to be Howard? Howard, will it be as will it be voted through the people, or that would the preschool have already have a man to drive the bus? The preschool bus driver should be elected from its chapter. The people must vote for him to be a preschool bus driver. And another hand, I'd like to ask, is the preschool teacher, would it be a white woman? Or who would be a teacher? That teacher must be high school graduated, or he or she can be high school graduated, and the people must vote for the helpers. The preschool teacher will be hired by the ONEO. So that is the question that you just asked. How the preschool will be running. Another question I'd like to ask. Who is going to pay the driver and the teacher of the preschool? The driver and the teacher will be paid through the ONEO program that came from out of Washington, D.C. The people is not to pay nothing. Their children will be the only one to go to school there at the preschool. Will their ha'ol has to be when he enter the school, the children, ha'ol does he has to be? The children must be at least 3 years up to 4 years of age, but the limit is 4 years of age is better head start for the children. As you as talking about the preschool, is there any place where we can start the preschool? How can that be arranged if we don't have no preschool at all? I mean, if we don't have no place for them to go to school, what can we be doing to help our children? To helping your children is, it would be up to the community, the people of the chapter and the chapter officer. They can make some kind of arrangement in the chapter house for the head start until they have a place to go to school. This is a problem of a preschool. We will have boarding place later on if we have to, if the kids are traveling from quite a ways out. This is another question that you have asked. So far, I have asked quite a number of questions that I like to ask. So I think that will be all for my part. So I thank you very much for listening to me this far. I thank you. Mr. Skeet, the chairman. Is there any more question to be answered about different things? I don't think nobody is.